Our first story, the European Union and the US have decided to lift some economic sanctions on Iran after Tehran stopped its production of 20% enriched uranium. EU officials say the decision is part of a landmark nuclear deal between Tehran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany. American authorities also say that the US Secretary of State has approved Iran's sanctions relief waiver. The White House, however, says the U.S. will continue its, quote, aggressive enforcement of sanction measures that remain in place against Iran.
The Islamic Republic of Iran has taken the measures according to the commitments made in the Geneva Agreement.
They have stopped producing the 20% uranium. They have also ceased to use the tandem configuration of the centrifuges. In other words, the interconnections have been removed from the place. The dilution process of the 20% uranium has started, and the conversion process of the same type of uranium is also ongoing. So these are a couple of major examples of the story.
Meanwhile, the head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization says enriching uranium to 20% purity has ground to a halt but will continue at the 5% level. The suspension of a 20% enrichment of uranium and diluting the stockpiles are Tehran's main commitments under the Geneva deal. Professor Fouad Izadi with the University of Tehran is with us now on the line from the Iranian capital. Professor Izadi, some people have been suggesting that this deal, European and the American side do not stick to their portion of it, is going to be a great loss for Iran. What do you say to comments like that, especially when we're hearing of, I'll quote here, the U.S. continuing its aggressive enforcement of sanctions measures that remain in place against Iran?
Well, I think what the Geneva Agreement dictates to all the parties is to basically follow what was agreed upon. What Iran is doing is doing its part, and what the United States and generally P5 plus one countries are supposed to do is to do their part. Now, we have a history of difficulties with the United States in the last 6 years. U.S. is a country that has orchestrated the coup d'etat in Iran, it's a country that has sanctioned Iran, has helped Saddam against its war against Iran. And so the history has been difficult. So there is a lot of suspicion inside Iran with regard to U.S.'s intentions. And people in Iran are basically watching what the U.S. is doing. Are they going to follow through with their part of the agreement or not? And generally, what people expect is the agreement to be fulfilled the way it was agreed upon. And that's a question that people are waiting to see whether it will happen or not.
And of course, this implementation, we could call, of this agreement comes after renewed talks in Geneva at the expert level. Do you think then that this is a sign that the agreement is actually going to work and is going to help resolve the nuclear issue, and that the comprehensive deal that earlier Mr. Zarif was talking about is going to be implemented as well within a year?
Well, the comprehensive agreement, or the final step in the action plan that the P5 plus one countries and Iran talked about, is supposed to be negotiated. So the idea is that in the next 6 months, both sides take measures that are basically confidence-building measures. And in the 6 months that we have, they will talk about the final agreement. What Iran has been saying and has been arguing is that based on NPT Article 4, Iran has a right to enrich, because Article 4 of Non-Proliferation Treaty gives the countries that signed that treaty the right to do research, to produce, and to use peaceful nuclear technology. And what Iran is arguing is that because of that word production, producing nuclear technology, because of that word in Article 4 of NPT, Iran has the right to enrich, because you cannot produce nuclear energy without the enrichment cycle. And this is actually, this opinion that Iran has is the opinion of everybody else in the world except four countries. All countries of the world accept this interpretation of Article 4, except United States, and Israel, and we're not sure if the last one is really a country. And the interpretation they say, they present, is that no, NPT does not give the right to countries to enrich. And actually, this is a reversal of what the United States government said in the 1970s, when the treaty was supposed to be ratified in the U.S. Senate. We had U.S. government officials testifying in hearings in the Senate, answering this question. The senators were asking, if we sign the NPT, if we join the NPT, do we lose our right to enrich? And the answer yes. that the government officials, U.S. government officials at that time gave is that no. But because of Iran's situation, the U.S. government is changing its position, now is saying that Iran does not have a right to enrich. These are the issues right. that are supposed to be agreed upon. The issue of sanctions are supposed to be talked about. And this six-month period is a period for that purpose.
Thank you very much, Professor Fuad Izadi with the University of Tehran, with us on the line from the Iranian capital.